What is this? What are you listening to?
My favorite show.
And my favorite radio.
Your voice is like butter to our ears.
Like butter. Yeah.
It is National Butter Day.
What's what? Better than butter?
Oh, man, you're killing me. Butter, my friend, that's elemental.
Is that butter?
Butter.
Is it real butter?
Is butter a carb?
Some guys like butter.
It's so slippery.
Butter?
Happy National Butter Day.
Showtime.
WQKX.
I'd like to consider my voice raspy, but smooth as butter. It's Morgan in the Morning. Let's do this thing.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
National Butter Day. I see here it's National Farm Joke Day. What is a farm joke? I'm an older guy. Does it have to do with, like, your car breaks down on the side of the road and it's the middle of the night? You walk up to the door of a house and the farmer says he could sleep in the barn but stay away from his daughter. Now, you see, that goes way back, and I've had three daughters, so those jokes aren't funny. Maybe I'll reach out to Alexa here, see if she could help me out. I'm a city boy. I don't know any farm jokes. I don't even know what farmers do. All I know is I'm grateful. When I see the combine blow by my backyard and the farmer waves at me, I wave. I go, hey, city boy, standing on his deck, waving to farmer. I know it looks corny to him probably, but I appreciate what he does. All those soybeans are going in my food somewhere. Alexa, help me out here, will you please?
What would you get after crossing a robot with a tractor?
I don't know.
A transformer.
Oh, boy.
Where does the farmer take his stallions when they are sick?
I don't know where.
To the hospital.
Hospital. Nice.
What do you call a happy farmer?
A what? What
a jolly rancher.
Jolly rancher. Oh, I like.
And why do cows have hooves instead of feet?
I don't know why.
Because they lactose.
Lactose. Lactose. Oh.
Happy National Farm Joke Day.
Thank you. I think. Thank you.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Late night TV. All three were in action last night. Jimmy Fallon talking about General Motors and those little chips that they can't get to put in cars.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
General Motors just announced that the chip shortage has gotten so bad, some of its new cars won't have heated seats.
Ooh.
At the same time, Hyundai is reminding people that if their seats are warm, it's because the engine is on fire.
WQKX. 94KX.
Hey, guess what? The Egg McMuffin turns 50 years old tomorrow, and they'll be dishing them out at a special price.
Welcome to McDonald's, and happy birthday to the Egg McMuffin.
Thank you. Yeah.
Celebrating 50 years old in 2021.
Yep, tomorrow.
With these people.
White,
Ted
like
Diggs, Jeremy Renner, Mary J. Blige, Regina King.
Excuse me, I don't care who's
Richards,
50 years old.
John Astin.
At any rate. The Egg McMuffin will be available at its original price of 63 cents tomorrow. However, you have to order it on the McDonald's app. If you don't order it on the app, you walk in there, you're going to get hit with a regular bill, which is a few bucks.
All right, I'll take an Egg McMuffin.
Oh, nice job, buddy. Now, anyway, it happens tomorrow. Happy birthday to the Egg McMuffin.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Thanks for listening this morning. We appreciate it. So does McDonald's. We're going to reward you with more chicken for the choosing from McDonald's, crispy, spicy, or deluxe. You choose just for listening. Your chance to win next.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Could be a McDonald's crispy chicken sandwich winner right now.
This isn't just another chicken sandwich. No, it's more than that.
It's a reward for listening to Morgan in the Morning.
You'll be biting into McDonald's new crispy, juicy, tender chicken sandwich.
Just like McDonald's gives you rewards for visiting.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now to win. Yummy.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Have you ever been to a murder mystery dinner theater thing? They're amazing. If you haven't been to one, your chance to go to one in Sunbury coming up.
Morgan in the Morning.
Give me that talker.
Hello.
Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
We love when you're part of the show. Taylor's on the line. What are you doing?
Oh, nothing. About to start work.
Oh, you're at work already? You're about ready to get started?
About to get started. 7.
Okay. Well, how about if I buy you lunch for maybe tomorrow or whatever?
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Where are you calling from, Taylor?
I'm calling from Sunbury.
All right. Well, McDonald's rewards you for visiting McDonald's. Check out McDonald's for all the details there. But McDonald's is rewarding you right now for listening to Morgan in the Morning. Not bad, huh?
No, it's not.
Yeah, more chicken for the choosing, Taylor. You can choose the McDonald's chicken, crispy, spicy, or deluxe just for listening to Morgan in the Morning. I appreciate you listening.
Thank you so much.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Who doesn't love a murder mystery? That kind of theater has you on the edge of your seat. How about a murder mystery with dinner included? Wise Markets in the Albright Center of Sunbury, making you a sleuth. I just like the word sleuth.
I figured that, yes.
Oh, no. Lynn Hall's actually in on this now.
You're holding
the envelope with the clue.
Indeed.
Upper management has put you in charge of this?
Yes, and they don't do that very often.
I know. It may be a mistake.
I don't know. It could be. It was on my desk when I came in this morning. I don't know.
Congratulations to Tom from Northumberland, yesterday's winner. Here's the deal. We give you a murder mystery clue this morning, and Mark Stevens gives you the chance to win after 2 o'clock this afternoon. Yesterday's clue was Tom Morgan in the studio with a headphone cord. You should probably stand back.
You do have a headphone cord there, so.
Yeah, but I'm not. I don't think I'm capable of murdering anyone.
Well, that's a good thing.
Including you, because you're my
buddy. Thank you.
All right. So hand me the envelope, please.
There you are.
Here it is in a mayonnaise jar on the front porch.
Under Funkin' Wagnall's porch. Yes.
Since noon yesterday.
Yes.
All right.
Sealed.
Here we go.
Okay.
Clue number two. Chad Evans in the conference room. With a camera.
Oh.
That's all you need to remember. Chad Evans in the conference room.
With a camera.
With a camera.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready to win later on this afternoon with Wise Markets and the Albright Center in Sunbury.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
We've got the news coming up next. You want to stick around and do birthday buddies next
time? Oh, heck yeah, I'll be here. Yes.
Did they really put you in charge of the mayonnaise jar?
No, it wasn't a jar. It was just the paper. I don't know what they did with the jar. I don't want to ask.
Okay, good.
It's best we not know.
It's best.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan in the Morning.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Hey, go to the 94KX Facebook page for some delicious side dish ideas. For Thanksgiving, we're going to make you a winner. Let's see what we got. So far, we've got some great-looking green beans with potato chips involved and caramelized sweet potatoes with some cinnamon as a secret recipe. You could win from Wise Markets. Side dish share coming up next.
Hey, feeling good.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Hell yes, it's time to channel your inner Julia Childs. It's time for the Wise Market side dish share. Here's what you do. You give us a call with your secret side dish. Maybe there's secret ingredients in it, whatever. One of those things that, your whole family just loves to eat, but they don't know what's in it. You know, it's different than everybody else's. So far, Amber Jones in Sunbury gave us the salt and vinegar potato chip green beans. We shared that recipe for you, and she won a $25 gift card from Wise Markets. See, that's the way it works. It's pretty cool. I mean, it's very easy to do. Yesterday, Christina Kaufman from Lewisburg shared her caramelized sweet potatoes that have a couple of secret ingredients that make it not so sweet, but still sweet enough to be sweet potatoes. Do you think you have that dish? It's worth $25 in a Wise Market gift card right now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We'll snatch up a random recipe and make you a winner.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Jimmy Kimmel's in with Late Night TV. United Airlines started serving booze again. I don't know if that's a good idea.
We have another winner.
94KX. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Tom. It's Lori Walters. How are you?
Hi, Lori. Where are you from, my girl?
Northumberland.
All right, you got that one side dish you serve on Thanksgiving that everybody says, Lori, this is the best I ever had in my life.
A baked corn that my mom has done for years.
Okay.
And everybody loves it.
Baked corn. Now, I'm going to tell you a true story, Lori. I never had baked corn until I moved to Central PA, and now I can't live without it.
Oh, that's good.
My ex-sister-in-law, who I miss more than my ex sometimes. Leslie, if you're listening out there in the Williamsport area, she introduced me to baked corn. Now, what is it? It's corn and it's baked. Okay, obviously. But is there like milk or some kind of cheese in there? Or what's in there?
The recipe that we use has sour cream and... Oh, a lot of sugar and the Jiffy's mix stuff that you put inside of it.
Oh, okay.
And it just makes it really creamy.
Yeah.
And it's not like the hard kind of like cornbread or anything like that, but right. It's really good.
Oh, it sounds delicious. I can't even concentrate. But here's what I will do. I will send you a $25 gift card for Wise
Thank
Markets.
You.
Wise Markets is your one stop for everything you need in your Thanksgiving meal. And all you have to do is share that recipe on Facebook Messenger to us, and we'll share it with everyone else. What do you think?
I sure will.
Baked corn. Baked corn is coming back for Thanksgiving. Lori Walters from Northumberland, making me a hungry man.
W-Q-K-X. Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
We got a bopping birthday buddy coming up, Lynn.
Oh, I understand why.
One of the Hanson boys. Stand by. Birthday Buddies is next.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
United Airlines has, for the first time since the start of the pandemic, resumed the sale of liquor on their flights. They're selling the little bottles of liquor again. It's all part of their plan to ensure that every passenger has a chance to get duct taped to his or her seat this holiday.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday Buddies.
Yay!
Birthday Buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday Buddies.
Every day.
And go! Well, the oldest Hanson boy, we just featured their wonderful hit.
Hence the reason why we played it, yes.
Isaac Hanson, 41 years old today.
Oh, my. Oh no, that can't be.
Yeah, we're all getting older.
I know.
But when the Hansons get old, we're really getting
old. Then we're really old.
Diane Novak, she's 46. You might know her as Casey Novak on Law & Order SVU.
Okay.
Good show.
Yes, yes. Very good show.
Let's go back into the 90s. No, not with Hanson. Ronnie DeVoe is 54 today.
Okay.
He's an original member of the New Edition with Bobby Brown. But then he was one-third of Belle Biv DeVoe.
I was going to say, yeah, Belle Biv DeVoe.
RuPaul is 61.
Oh, my goodness.
You think Ru's getting dressed up for her birthday today?
Probably.
Yeah, probably. And happy birthday to Danny DeVito.
Oh.
I just love that guy.
He's kind of cuddly, but yet he's kind of rough around the edges, too. It's hard to describe him.
Great way to put it. He's 77 years old, that little bald guy that looks like a lawn gnome, but he's sarcastic and nasty, but probably would be fun coming over your house for Thanksgiving.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah, I think
it'd be awesome to spend Thanksgiving with.
Those are the celebrity birthdays. I think we need to take a peek at the locals. We call them.
We call them birthday buddies, of course.
Yes, we do. Amanda Bonilla is 63 years old today.
Kathy Boyer, 49.
Kathy Russell is 52. Happy birthday. She's from Renshaw.
Renshaw. Denise Longacre from Blue Hill up here on the hill. 60 today.
All right. Happy birthday to Donna Rossimold. She's from Bear Valley. She's 58.
Heather Fogarty from Shamokin Dam, 46 today.
Jeff Miller, a buddy of mine, an old soccer coach buddy of mine. He's the nifty 50 today.
Happy birthday to Leanne Nance from Sunbury, 53 today.
Lisa Cashmar from Milton, 58.
Lori Harner from Lykins, 51 today.
Maddie Walter is 24. Happy birthday, Maddie.
As I try to just
fumble down the list.
There we go. Goodness. Shannon Regal from Milmont, 44 today.
Suzanne Greb is 55.
Tammy Leach, 52.
Trisha Wright is 27 today. Let's see what we had called in. This is pretty cool. On Facebook Messenger, Alex Bond, 15 years old. His dad, Ryan, Facebook messaged it yesterday, but too late.
Aww.
So I said, dude, don't worry about it. Axe Axel. What a cool name.
I love that.
And the kid's 15 years old. He's got to be the coolest kid in
class.
Honestly,
everybody wants to be Axel's bud.
Hey, yeah. Axel, happy 15th birthday from your dad and all of us here in Morgan in the Morning. Also, speaking of Facebook Messenger, Mount Carmel school bus number 74 listens to us every morning.
Oh, that's awesome. That's nice.
They don't have any birthdays on the bus. They just wanted to say how much fun it was to listen to the show and their faithful listeners every morning. Yay!
Yay. Well, hello all of you on the bus.
Yeah, bus 74 in Mount Carmel
today.
Thanks for checking in with us. And that includes the bus driver, Jan Buck, who supposedly is the best school bus driver in the world. I'm just going by opinion.
I'm sure she is.
If you've got a birthday or if you want to say hi to your school bus, let us
know.
Facebook Messenger, the Ford Fun Line is always open. You could use the text club or email.
Email, and snail mail.
Whatever.
You know,
we got them for you each and every day at this time.
It's birthday buddies.
It certainly is.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, we've got your news, your sports, and your AccuWeather, but we've also got a Penn State ticket blitz and your chance to qualify to win coming up.
Sweet, it's Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
Oh boy, who let the cat out of the bag again? You know what that means? You heard the Nittany Leo, as he used to be called. It's time for the Penn State Ticket Blitz with Register Chevrolet. Win your way into the Penn State home game against Rutgers this Saturday at 1. As always, we take callers 9, 4, and 1 to qualify. And these are great tickets. So what are you waiting for, Penn State fans?
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Callers 9, 4, and 1. Good luck.
Morgan in the Morning. Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
You better believe in qualifying people for the Penn State Ticket Blitz with Register Chevrolet. Yeah, we'll take this one.
Oh, yay.
Who's this?
Tammy Thomas.
Okay, where are you from, Tammy?
Beavertown.
All right, what you doing today?
Heading home from work.
Ooh, third shifter, eh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, how'd you like to shift gears and head out to Penn State this weekend? That would be cool.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, you and a guest could be on the way. You keep listening. Thursday at the conclusion of Morgan in the Morning, we'll let you know who the winner is, all right?
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, still to come. We've got lots. We've got viral video. So your boyfriend breaks up with you via text. That's just gutless. And you decide to make a video.
I know you're probably never going to forgive me for what happened. Uh-huh. But I wanted a chance to explain. I know it wasn't right that I technically hooked up with your roommate.
What?
But I've been going through a lot. And that's not who I am.
Viral video coming up. Don't go away. This could be like a Billie Eilish song. All right. Viral video is next. And Ruthless, it's Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
I had a dream.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1, WQKX, viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Okay, listen to it now. Look it up later. We've got a couple. You can't beat a kid who can imitate her mom or call her shots. Check this out. This girl narrates the whole thing, and it happens exactly the way she predicted it.
We just bought Halloween candy from Target, and it came out to $40. So we're going to predict my mom's reaction when we tell her it was $40. I think she's going to be like, $40?
How many did you get?
Hannah, where's the receipt?
It's $40.
It's $40?
Perfect. That was perfect. Way to go, Hannah. See, sometimes, Mom, your kids know you better than you think. Viral comedy number two, a dramatic violin-enhanced reading of an ex-boyfriend's lame apology.
I know you're probably never going to forgive me for what happened, but I wanted a chance to explain. I know it wasn't right that I technically hooked up with your roommate.
What?
But I've been going through a lot, and that's not who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I've been failing most of my classes. And you know I just got fired. So I would really appreciate if you showed me some sort of sympathy and stopped making me feel like a villain.
Sure, bud. I think you should sing.
So much more than Emily. What am I supposed to tell my family? I'm sorry, okay?
That is just also, better ever.
Did you change the Netflix password?
Ah, there's the true breakup.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Check that out. She's a TikToker named Jax. And if you think, well, that's pretty funny, how about 322 million hits? Wow.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Hey, coming up next hour, we go mic'd up with the Lewisburg Downtown Partnership. They've got a variety show coming live to the campus. Details coming up. You're on the drive to work. Remember the old days when we used to watch variety shows on TV? I don't know if you go as far back as I do, but I remember like the Red Skelton Show, the Ed Sullivan Show, you know, and they got replaced or pushed back to late night where there was the Tonight Show, which exists today. How about a live show coming to Lewisburg? That would be cool. We've got two guys here that are going to make that happen. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
It's great to see you. Thanks for coming in. Could we talk about this show coming to downtown Lewisburg coming up in a few minutes? You guys around?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
We will stick here.
All right. Let's hang.
QKX. Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
We're all mic'd up and ready to go. I wish we had like some old-fashioned Johnny Carson Tonight Show music. You guys remember that?
I mean, absolutely.
We've got Steve Gibson with us and Gary Hardcastle. They are a big part of something brand new coming to Lewisburg. It's going to be a variety show at the Campus Theater.
Exactly. Yeah. A variety show. And just the spirit that you were talking about, it's a variety show that has something for everybody, acts that are tremendously entertaining across the spectrum from the Susquehanna River Valley.
That's cool. Gary, you're the host, and Steve, you're the director.
Correct.
What is it like directing a variety show in a small little town where no one has ever seen this kind of thing before?
Well, it's actually going to be a really good time. I was doing directing when I lived in Washington, D.C., a lot of live performance shows and things. So I love the insanity that goes on behind the scenes. We have multiple cameras going to be capturing this. There's audio cues, lighting, projection, multiple acts waiting in the wings to take the stage. So my role kind of sits down into more of a technical director where I just push buttons and call shots and work with the cameras and that kind of thing. But this has been in the works for almost a year since we first started talking about this with the executive directors of the Campus Theater, the Community Zone, and the Lewisburg Downtown Partnership.
Yeah.
They came together and said, we want to do this live variety show. And it's going to go out, be broadcast to the world after the fact. We're doing live to tape, just like a New York style show.
Carson Fallon or Tonight Carson, Show.
Exactly.
Whatever. Yeah. Could you give us a tease? I mean, is there going to be like poodles jumping through hoops of fire? I mean, give us something.
Well, there might be poodles. I don't know about the fire part. It's a historic.
Well, we've still got time. We can alter the act a bit. We're going to have it. I think it's on the order of 8 to 10 dogs from the Central PA Dog Training Club, who are going to be doing amazing feats of agility, including frisbee catching. And I don't know anybody who doesn't love to see a dog catch a frisbee.
Exactly. I just pulled the dog thing out of the air, but it seems like you're already on it, Gary.
We are on it, because that's what entertainment is. There's something, one of the wonderful things about variety is if you don't like what's on the stage right now, just wait 2 or 3 minutes, and there will be something completely different. And if you don't like that, wait another minute, and we will entertain you one way or the other.
Sooner or later, you're going to have a guy with like one of them long poles and he spins the plates. Remember that on the Ed Sullivan show back in the 60s?
Nearly.
you are prescient, because we have D.R. Flint, who he is a looper. And I didn't know what that meant when they first told me. But what it means is that he's got lots and lots and lots of sound clips that he loops. And out of that creates an amazing musical piece that's unique to every performance.
Oh, okay. And so sound loops, audio loops.
Audio loops.
Yeah, okay. Kettles on
it,
yeah.
So I think of it as plate spinning. I mean, he's got all this stuff going on, and it all fits together. And what do you got next? We got a dog act. We got a plate spinner of sorts. And
what
much
else
more.
Do you need, really? You know what I mean? Come on, people. How many acts? Can we give away how many? 20 acts? 10 acts?
The show is going to come in just under an hour long from the taping. So we wanted to make sure it was a very finite number number. I'm going to put it at around 10 to 12 different acts. But we have pre-tape segments coming in. A lot of music, a lot of different styles of music. Americana, old throwback blues stuff. Karen Meeks.
Wow.
It was like a Ma Rainey, internationally known. We have people that, so much talent from the entire Central Valley area.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. The show is this Sunday.
This Sunday, 7 o'clock, November 21st at the Campus Theater in Lewisburg.
Wow. How much are tickets if we're looking to buy them?
Tickets are $15, but if you're a member of the campus, and that's something we recommend for everybody, it's just 10 bucks. So you can save $5 right away by becoming a member.
And we do recommend that people become members of the Campus Theater in Lewisburg because it's amazing. I see a pair of tickets sitting there. What's that all about?
Well, funny you should ask. We've got two tickets here.
Okay, I'm going to go take a break, and could you guys handle this part? Yeah, I think you can.
I think we can.
Yeah. All right, 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
94.1 WQKX. Be a part of the show. Morgan in the Morning. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
94KX.
Hi, I was calling for the tickets.
Fantastic. What's your name?
Heather Hummel.
Well, Heather, I have two tickets for the variety show for you. I'm looking at Steve wondering if he's going to ask you a question or if we're going to make you jump through a small hoop for these tickets. You sound pretty enthusiastic.
No. Where are you calling in from?
Salem's Grove.
From Salem's Grove, just down the road. So,
hey, guys, did you do it? Did you get this done?
We did.
We're working on it. We got it.
I thought I heard you were going to make her sing or something. Come on, guys.
Oh, no.
That is an excellent idea.
I think it is. It's about the variety show. We need a little variety in this call.
Yeah. Can you give us...
No. We're just going to give the tickets away. You're a winner, okay?
Awesome.
See what happens when you let the guys that run a variety show answer the phones.
Just give away one ticket to her, and then if she wants to sing a song, she gets a second one.
Will you guys just stop?
I think that's hard.
Hey, congratulations. You're a winner. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
94KX. Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started. Netflix is raising their fees, and at the same time, they released a list of their top shows and movies to date, both in English and non-English. All right, so maybe they're trying to wet your whistle to stay aboard. Number 10, You Season 2. Number 9, You Season 3. Maid comes in at number 8 with like 469 million views. And that's number 8. Number 7 is 13 Reasons Why, Season 1. 13 Reasons Why, Season 2 at 6. The Witcher, a lot of people loving that show. That comes in at number 5, 541 million views. Stranger Things 3 finishes at 4 with 582 million views. Money Heist Part 4 comes in at 3. Bridgerton comes in at number 2 with 625 million views. And the number one show, according to Netflix, well, you know what I'm ready to say. The only one I haven't mentioned yet. Squid Game, actually. The number one Netflix show to date with 1.6 billion views. Wow. Do you ever reach under the seat because you hear something rattling around and you pull it out and you go, what the hell is that? What is that? Anyway, it's a Wednesday at the wash. It's time to get your car clean inside and out. Go to our Facebook page right now. We have a pretty interesting idea for you. We might even take it to video after the show out in the parking lot. I might go into my Jeep and see what's laying under the seat or in the back. There's no telling what I'll find.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
You need to calm down. The new Taylor Swift re-recorded Red album is okay. Today's parting shot, one whoopsie by the record company who pressed the album at 45 RPM instead of 33. True story. So some people are wondering why there's a man singing on the album. Who is that guy? You're never getting back together again is okay. That's Taylor's voice when you play it at 33 RPM. Now that's funny. So if you do buy vinyl, because it's retro, weird, and wild and wonderful for kids again, with their little record players from Target, please keep in mind that even though it's a long play, an LP, an album, don't play it at 33. Getting back together. Play it at 45, all right?
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.